Today for us Spaniards, it is a very wonderful day. Today is the patronal feast of Spain. St. James the Apostle, the brother of the divine St. John, the beloved disciple, and as the Gospel speaks, the son of Zebedee, or Cleophas, and Mary of Cleophas. And she, as a good Hebrew mother, went to petition our Lord. Oftentimes we see mothers even today petitioning for their children. O Lord, grant my request. And he says, well, tell me about it. And she says, I want that when you come into your kingdom, my sons will be one on your left and one on your right. And he says, sorry, that's already been handed over to somebody else. And of course, we know who those are. Blessed Mother and St. Joseph. But they're right next to them. Anyway, first of all, he says to them, can you drink of the chalice that I am about to drink? And like most people, they agree to just about anything without ever thinking about it, without ever having any intention of fulfilling it. But in their case, they did. And they say, yes, we will. We shall drink of that chalice. And indeed, they would. Now, St. James has very particular distinctions. He, after Pentecost, went with disciples, because they never went alone, remember? That is why in the Legion of Mary, one never goes alone. Always in two or more. So they went with their disciples to the edge of what was then the known world, the end of the world, the Iberian Peninsula, which was Spain. Portugal had not been invented yet. That's a man-made reality, a political reality. So anyway, they're there, and they work, and they work, and they work, just like we do, and no response, no answer, you know. So St. James and the disciples were gathered at camp near what is today Zaragoza. And they were deciding that they were going to go back to the Holy Land and ask St. Peter or the other apostles for a different assignment. This was just not working out. Then all of a sudden, from the heavens comes down on a pillar of jasper the Blessed Mother with the baby Jesus. Now remember, the baby Jesus has already died and risen, gone to heaven. So he wasn't a baby anymore in that reality. But in the life of Christ, all his realities are always present. So we can have the baby Jesus in the crib, the infant Jesus of Prague, and all the other images of Christ at any age, up to, of course, 33. Our Lord never would get old. And then, of course, she tells him, do not give up, go back to work, and I will leave you this pillar as a commemoration of me and of this visit to you. A great church shall be built here, and all of this land will be converted, and it will be Catholic to the end of time. And so she disappeared. Soon after that, there were differences, as always there are in the church, and the first council, not ecumenical, just a local but a very important council, was called for in Jerusalem, the Council of Jerusalem, in 49 AD. And so St. James, as all the other apostles, went and took part in this council. And then not long after that, before he could go back to Spain, he was martyred for Christ. He did drink of the chalice about which Christ was about to drink. The other saint that is also very popular, though most people don't know anything about him, of today, is St. Christopher, a martyr also of the early church. He died under the persecution of Decius, which took place in the middle of the 3rd century. And so, St. Christopher was from the east, and he converted, and he went west. Everybody goes west. Go west, young man, they said. And so, he went to Europe to evangelize and to do good unto others. And then it was his turn to be apprehended and to be tortured. They beat him with iron rods. They broke his bones and his teeth, something very common in those days. And then finally they took arrows and pierced him through, just like St. Sebastian later on, and then they cut his head off. And that was the end of that. So we have this martyr. He's represented usually as a very, very big man carrying the baby Jesus across the river. Whether this is real or is just figurative of the fact that he carried Jesus, his gospel, from Jerusalem to the west, even across the Mediterranean Sea, we do not know for sure. But either way, we do know that he existed and that he was a martyr a little bit after the year 250 AD. So we pray to these two great saints of the church that have given rise to so many things. And of course, today is the national feast of Spain. St. James is the patron of Spain. Later on, his body was carried to Galicia, where it was buried. And then, of course, persecutions arose from the Romans. And for several centuries, people just simply forgot. They were all killed. And then they came back and they were all killed. Finally, several centuries later, when a shepherd was praying, a star came down on a field. And there it was discovered, the relics of St. James the Greater, the apostle who is the Spain, the patron saint of Spain. And of course, the great, magnificent sanctuary, shrine, and basilica to him was dedicated. And until recently, more people went on pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela than they did to St. Peter's. Compostela means in Latin, the field of the star. It was on the field where the star came and showed where he was that this basilica was built. And so to this day, it is Santiago de Compostela. May he pray for Spain, which has fallen far from the faith, and for all the church, also fallen far from the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Viva España Católica!